The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
What's going on, everybody? This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, RVD. Dude, that's right. Hall of Famer, Whole Effin' Show, Mr. Pay-Per-View. Just want to let you know, in case for some reason you're not sure, you are exactly where you need to be, right here watching Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sports Kita, Daily DDT, The Sportster, The Richest. I am your host, Lee Walker. And we haven't talked some wrestling news in quite a bit because I've been doing a lot of interviews. So let's start right off the bat with this past Monday Night Raw. Matt Hardy was in attendance for WWE Raw. While Matt Hardy's wrestling future is uncertain, the 49-year-old wrestling legend has spent the past 4 years of his career in AEW, trying to help change the young promotion since its televised existence, basically. During that time, Matt Hardy headlined AEW Double or Nothing in 2020, fronted the Hardy Family Office faction and reunited with his brother Jeff in the tag division. While Matt is very much in the giving back stage of his career, both he and Jeff have expressed frustration with how they've been used in AEW. Now, with only days to go in Matt Hardy's AEW contract, the rumors are swirling that Matt could be due for a change of scenery. Well, with that being said, he did attend last night's Monday Night Raw, as it was in his hometown. Now, the Broken One obviously fueled those rumors by attending Monday Night Raw this week. Matt's wife shared videos of the two watching the action from a suite within the arena. While WWE did not make a note of Matt's attendance or show him on camera, he was coincidentally name-dropped on the broadcast by play-by-play commentator Michael Cole, who alluded the Matt and Jeff brother-versus-brother match at WWE WrestleMania 25, when they were about to talk about the upcoming Jimmy vs. Jey Uso bout for WrestleMania 40. Now, Matt's contract is set to expire at the end of this month. Jeff's contract has a little bit more time on it. And when Matt had been asked about his contract, this is what he had to say. Nothing really new. No updates to be given. Just still conversing. Matt said when asked about the AEW contract status earlier this month, still in the midst of negotiating, figuring out what's going on. So no real updates on that. But thank you guys for asking and giving a shit. Now, that was earlier this month. His contract is set to expire at the end of March. Now, there is a multi-man undisputed tag team championship ladder match that is being held at WrestleMania 40. With that being said, it led to speculation that the Hardy Boys could find themselves as mystery entrants to the match, just like they did at WrestleMania 33. But while that could happen for Matt, it's unlikely Jeff would be available by that time of WrestleMania 40, as his contract is believed to have added time due to missing extended periods of action during his AEW tenure. And I would assume that's due to injuries, because beyond that, Jeff is currently on the shelf after suffering another concussion on a recent AEW Rampage match, which led to the suspension of Sammy Guevara for not following concussion protocol. What happened was he did a 450, his knee landed in the face of Jeff, it knocked Jeff out, Jeff has a concussion. He still picked him up, hit his finisher to end the match. Now, I don't really blame Sammy Guevara on that. There's some blame, but I put most of this on the referee, as this is the same referee that it happened with John Moxley and Rey Fénix, which led to Rey Fénix winning the International Championship, which he actually wasn't supposed to win. Max Moxley was supposed to win the match, but because the referee fumbled, Moxley had to call for Ray to do the finish again and pin him 1-2-3. But anyway, while we're on the blame game, it appears that Tony Khan is seemingly blaming Jack Perry for costing him CM Punk. Or at least that's what Uncle Dave Meltzer is saying. Dave went on the air today saying that Jack Perry is still with AEW. However, due to the fact that Tony Khan is mad at Jack for costing him CM Punk, he's not using Jungle Boy Jack Perry right now. Jack's chilling over in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And that's really it right now. We can't confirm with Tony Khan, not exactly the most available man in the world, to find out if that is the truth. Jack Perry seemingly isn't gonna know the truth if Tony Khan is mad at him or not. But seeing since we haven't seen Jungle Boy since his suspension and haven't seen him in almost a year in AEW, it's safe to say that, yeah, Tony Khan is probably a little upset. But it's real glass, right? Here's the thing I think that AEW is missing. And it's not structured. There's structure there. But when you constantly give out creative control and contracts, like WCW, you're going to find out guys aren't going to want to do stuff. After all, that's why AEW house shows aren't a thing, because a lot of the talent don't want to do the house shows. And you can't blame them, since they've been with AEW for 4 years, trying to start house shows and say, well, I'm not going to pay you more, you're already paid, but you're going to start doing this. Obviously, they're going to say no, they don't want to do house shows. And I'm not saying house shows are a thing of the past. I absolutely love house shows, especially like when WWE. Because, yeah, you get good matches, but you also get to see the wrestlers, in essence, goof around or play around in the matches and really have fun. And a prime example of that, I went to a WWE house show in Syracuse back when Heath Slater was still in WWE. And he was in a six-man match. I don't remember who else was in the match. I remember taking a photo, though, of him giving a Stone Cold Stunner and then tweeting it to him and him like retweeting it and stuff like that. It was a really cool spot. Stuff like that. When I wrote for Sportskeeda, at the time, there was not a blue Universal Championship for SmackDown. Someone in the front row had a blue Universal Championship that they had custom done. And AJ Styles had grabbed the title belt from the fan and said that's what it was going to look like when he won the championship. And he was actually in the championship picture, so it was a really cool, believable idea that something like that could happen. And Sportskeeda, we wrote an article about it. At the same house show, R-Truth at the time was partnered with Carmella, and he and her invited a bunch of little kids into the ring, and they had a dance off. It was really neat. So like those are the things that I like about house shows, is you get a little more personal interaction with the stars themselves, and you get to see them go out there and have fun with the matches, and really practice is the way I look at it. And after all, practice makes perfect. Now let's talk about CM Punk and Monday Night Raw, as a video showed him training. and him saying WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia wouldn't be the same without Phil, because you can't have WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia without Phil. It's the first four letters in Philadelphia. So he made that aware that he will be at WrestleMania 40, and he will be at the March 25th WWE Raw in Chicago, which is his hometown. I would expect some sort of interaction with Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins. And I say Drew McIntyre especially because Drew McIntyre has yet another new shirt out. And on the back, it has a checklist. Injure CM Punk, check. Win the Chamber, check. Win the World Championship at WrestleMania, check. Become immortal, check. So,
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Drew McIntyre is still very much enjoying the whole picking on Punk ordeal, which the match between CM Punk and Seth Rollins for the championship was seemingly set in stone until CM Punk tore his tricep, had to have surgery from the aftershock from Drew McIntyre. With the injury, we now know that the match has changed, and Drew McIntyre continues to taunt CM Punk. With the tensions between the both of them, it'll be interesting to see how the drama unfolds in Chicago. So make sure you watch that, but also pay attention, because Drew McIntyre was on the Masked Man show and was asked about the situation of his contract. And while he didn't commit to future plans, he did throw in some humor amid the speculation, saying, "No, there's nothing I can say right now," McIntyre said. "I can say I'm having fun. I can say I intend to continue having fun. I'm in my prime. I'm younger than everyone thinks I am, because I've been around for such a long time. So I have years to go, and no matter what, you'll still see Drew McIntyre wrestle. I could say something like, or Drew Galloway. That would get everyone's attention." And he's right. That would get everybody's attention. Just like when Randy Orton pointing it at a sign that said All Elite. He didn't go to AEW, but he helped get a fatter contract out of it. And what also adds to speculation is WWE being willing to work with other companies and let their talents work other shows. And we're seeing that for the first time, as WWE's Shayna Baszler will face a TNA star at GCW Bloodsport, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, taking place April 4th, as she will face Masha Slamovich from TNA in her match. And this really shocked a lot of fans, with Shayna Baszler being announced for Bloodsport, for GCW. The appearance is a non-WWE event over WrestleMania 40 weekend. This was a surprise when it was announced, but it wasn't the first time Barnett has attempted to book WWE talent. He has previously attempted to get Jasmine Duke, who was part of WWE NXT. Barnett personally called Triple H to try and get Baszler and work out a deal, which ended up happening. This means that this show will now feature talent from WWE, TNA, AEW, and New Japan Pro Wrestling, with the likes of Johnny Bloodsport, Nick Namath, formerly known as Dolph Ziggler, and Minoru Suzuki are also on the card. So that's going to be an exciting time during WrestleMania week. There's a lot going on during WrestleMania week, from Busted Open Radio doing a live show, Matt Hardy's podcast doing a live show. You have WrestleCon, and you also have WWE with their like access like thing this year that they've brought back, which is like a week-long ordeal. So it's going to be a very exciting time in the next couple of weeks as we gear and get ready for WrestleMania 40. But one thing we weren't ready for was Mercedes Moné debuting in AEW, which we were ready for that, but we weren't ready for what the ratings were. They weren't good. AEW's newest CEO, Mercedes Moné, AEW Dynamite drew 801,000 viewers with a 2.7 rating in the 18 to 49 demo, which was actually up 3% from last week's disappointing 779,000 viewers. And by the way, it was a star-studded television special in Boston. So out of all the newest signees that AEW's had, Okada, Will Ospreay, Mercedes Moné, she's drawn the lowest ratings for the company as far as debuts are concerned. That also includes Adam Copeland as well. I've said this 1,000 times, and I'm going to say it again. When you leave WWE, your entire fan base doesn't follow you. Prime example, you can go and read any Dirt Sheet article where they talk about Mercedes Moné, and they're going to refer to her as, with formerly known as, Sasha Banks in WWE. And you know why that is? It's because it's what they're more known as. When you leave WWE, fans will still refer to that wrestler by their WWE name. Do fans care that Edge went to Adam Copeland? No, they know Edge. And Adam Copeland's his real name. Do they care that it's from Sasha Banks to Mercedes Moné? No, they still refer to her as Sasha Banks. If they do it in the Dirt Sheet articles, you can guarantee fans do it as well. I'm a prime example of doing it because that's how I know certain people. There's also a poster that's been going around for AEW where it shows over 43 talents, all formerly from WWE. And I have a lot to say about that because that's been going on forever when even territory days, you know, the different territories would exchange talents with each other. So to sit here and see talents from WWE over in AEW, it's not surprising. You know, one of the first ones on there is Chris Jericho. And let's be honest, people, he's from Winnipeg, you idiot. Come on. I hate this poster for 1,000 reasons. Because you can sit there and say, well, AEW took from ECW. AEW took from WCW. AEW took from New Japan Pro Wrestling, which they did do, by the way. Whether the rumors are true that New Japan is struggling financially and AEW took the talents to take the financial burden off New Japan Pro Wrestling, that's another story. What we're talking about here is the fact that you can sit there and you can say all you want about AEW taking talents from WWE, but is WWE not doing the same thing? Like, they took back Shawn Spears. They took Jade Cargill. They took back Cody Rhodes. Has that not happened? You see this all the time. And I see a lot of fans with the tribalism. You know, whether you're a WWE fan or an AEW fan. Honestly, it doesn't matter. It's all wrestling. But I will say this. The poster's stupid. Does TNA not have former WWE talents? Why isn't there a poster for them about how many they have? New Japan Pro Wrestling, MLW. You could say the same with any company that they all take from WWE, because that's what the initial truth is. They take from WWE. WWE takes from other places too. Indie companies, MLW, CMLL, AAA, New Japan Pro Wrestling, TNA, AEW, GCW, you name it. There's talents from any company. And look how many companies there are now. Look how many wrestlers there are that have gone through WWE. Of course you're going to have former WWE employees in your company. I don't think you can point out one company that doesn't have a former WWE talent on its roster. So the poster's stupid, and that's how I want to end this, because that's how I feel. It's a stupid poster. Once you leave WWE, your career's not the same. Your fans don't fully follow you. And Mercedes Moné's debut is a prime example of that. Adam Copeland's debut is a prime example of that. The fan base didn't follow, because when you ask non-wrestling fans about wrestling, they know WWE. They know WWE superstars. And if they're not in WWE, they still call them by their WWE name. Which thus proves, in my head, as I've said it, if you haven't been to WWE, did you really make it in wrestling? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. You can find us anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found. But Apple Podcast is the way to go. It's Perched on the Top Rope. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or at Perched on the Top Rope, where we have awesome interviews with Steve Kern, B. Brian Blair, my most recent interview, Lash LaRue, and WWE Hall of Famer, the whole effing show, one of a kind, Rob Van Dam. It's youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.